Welcome to Uncanny.
Welcome back.
Hey, just keep
going. Alright, welcome back to... We're still Uncanny, right?
Yes, man. We're not doing the other thing you said.
Welcome back to another episode of Uncanny. I mean, Uncanny, sorry.
Uncanny. We have a lot to... Well, first off, why did we stop?
I had cancer.
No, that's not why we stopped. We stopped?
Your Honor. To be fair, I will say... Alright, go ahead.
We stopped like the day right before Thanksgiving.
Mm. Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. We stopped. Was it that we can't? You don't want to hear what?
It's
you
can't it hear? Just I hate not hearing my surroundings.
Oh no, like, but
I never know if someone's gonna hit me from behind. No, I just don't like not hearing my surroundings.
Yeah.
So, anyways, why do we stop? First of all, I think one day we said I couldn't do it on this day, and then you're like, okay, well, I can do it this day, and then you couldn't, and then he couldn't, so we just gave up.
It's because at the time, I think I was working in, like, I was selling solar.
Oh, yeah.
So my schedule was all over the place, and then I know probably Sergio was probably busy. Sergio's our sound guy, makes all this happen.
And even after that, I thought we would plan on coming back, but then after a couple of months, it turned into a year and a half.
Yeah.
So anyways,
God,
a lot has happened for you guys who don't know. The last time we were on here, I was single.
Oh, by the way, you guys should just peep our mugs real quick. Oh my God, Darth Vader and Mandalorian. Yoda. Of course, Isa doesn't like coffee, so.
This is hot chocolate. It's not coffee.
The camera didn't have to know that.
They didn't need to know to have.
Now they know you're drinking hot chocolate. So... You know how that goes. Can we get him a cake pop, please?
Okay. I don't like those. So anyways, yeah, I was single. And now... Okay, let me see what happened.
Yeah, let's start episode? From the beginning. Yeah, that's because there's been a lot that's happened since... Where's the camera? Here?
Well, which camera are you using? Is that camera?
Or they're all?
There's three cameras?
Oh. Yeah.
Look ooh, at...
You and you and you. No. So there's been a lot of stuff that's happened since...
You go first.
No, you go. I have nothing to say.
Well, either. First off, we had stopped before we saw all those movies. We can't just talk about No Way Home and all that stuff that...
We didn't talk about No Way Home?
No, bro. They came out in December. And we stopped the day before Thanksgiving. That's when we stopped recording. So we
didn't... But isn't that movie like 3 years old? Yeah. That's
great. But it was a good movie. That's
are you sure?
Yes, bro. We stopped recording and then December was when all those movies came out and then January Scream came out.
Well, see, my emotions are all gone for the MCU completely.
It was
MCU
so long ago
completely.
that the trailer for the next Scream had already came out.
And it just barely came out.
Yeah, it just barely came out. And yeah. Last time, the trailer came out too. And
for the other one.
That's how long it's been.
It's been a long time. Dude, the new Scream. Okay, well, first, you go because my mind is...
Well, for me, a lot has changed. Well, first off, I had that retarded perm, bro.
That was not a retarded perm, dude. I wish I can perm my hair, dude. But I can't.
Yes, you can, bro. You just have to grow it out. You have to grow it. Anyone can do it, bro.
Bro, my hair's too straight, bro.
No, that's the whole point, you idiot. It can be straight. My hair's straight, too.
It's not.
If anything, look, yours looks a little wavy.
What are your hair's pronouns?
Him/they. No, that's the whole point. Anyone with this, as long as they have, it has to be long enough.
So it doesn't matter.
It just has to be long enough
so
to do it.
So a homeless man can have a perm.
Yes, if he has long hair, he's paid for it. Yes.
Hey, well, what's up? Hey, what's up? I need you to do me real quick. Aren't you hungry, Joe? I mean.
Yeah, because it's like pretty expensive.
Is it really?
Expensive.
So if I were to do it, how long would it last in my hair before I had to like
Well, if you take myself? Care of it. If you don't take care of it, it'll still last like 2 months if you don't take care of it. If you
According
take care
to Apple, I've completed my January challenge. To get up twice within a month, which is my record. I usually only get up once.
So you sleep. What do you mean get up?
I don't know. I just said something about 2 times.
So yeah, so just grow your hair on. You can get a perm. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yo, it's 3D. Anyway.
Which one do you have?
This is a 7. Oh, there's already the...
I have the 8 that came out.
There's no 8.
Yes.
It's called. They skipped to the 9.
It's the 8 plus.
They went from the 7 to the
there's
9.
There's no 9. Or 8.
Just kidding, I don't know. So there's actually a new watch that it's like this. It's not like this, actually. It's completely heavy duty, bro. Like, you can be outside in the wind. Which, isn't that what these were supposed to be? Windproof and dustproof?
No, but I thought
and
these
then,
were so...
there's a commercial, hey guys, this one's windproof and dustproof, and it costs $20,000. Like, what about the one that I bought? The one that wasn't this dustproof too?
I don't know, man. I guess not. I used to not care about watches.
I don't care anymore either.
I'm trying to remember if I had a watch last podcast.
Yes, I gave it to you a long time ago. This watch, I gave it to you.
Trust me, man. Your timeline sucks. You don't remember nothing, bro. You were literally questioning.
It was about 4 BC.
You want to tell them what that is?
No, I don't.
So yeah, BC, yeah, it's just an inside thing. And then Scream came out. That movie was good.
We didn't talk about Scream, nothing.
Nothing, bro. Dude, you see, your timeline sucks, bro.
Well, it's too late to talk about. I don't remember what the last thing we talked about was, dude.
The last thing we were talking about.
Or where we did the last episode. Was it at Sergio's house?
No, it was at our house. And I think it was the first episode that I just got repermed.
I thought you were going to say raped for a second. God.
No, repermed.
Repermed.
Yes, so I got it permed again.
Because you know what you sounded like? Have you seen Step... Well, you've seen Step Brothers, right? Where yeah, I've seen Step Brothers. Where they're like next to each other. He's like, he gave me a look. I thought I was going to be raped for a second.
who says that? Brennan?
Brennan is Will Ferrell, right? Yeah. So Dale. Well, Brennan says it. He gave me... And he had a crazy look in his eyes. I'm not a raper. I'm so not a raper.
Oh, yeah. I think I'm going to try to put it this on.
Would you like a Step Brothers sequel?
Yes.
But dude, some people say if you come back into a sequel, you're going to possibly ruin the whole
thing. Who cares, bro? Who cares?
We just want another one.
Like, even if...
Like even a Rush Hour 4. Would you like to see that?
Yes, bro. Like the Bad Boys?
I'm not your brother.
Oh, yeah.
And I am not your brother.
Am I not your brother? You. No, not me. Him. You.
Rush Hour 1, Rush Hour 2. Man. Yeah. Can you do it? Well, if I were to do it,
no,
can you
I
do
can't.
It? You. Who are you? No, no, no. You ask me, who are you?
Do I? I'm
you're the old guy.
I'm the old guy.
You're okay. You. You're and, you. And okay. I'm you.
Okay, I'm go. Me. You ask me, who are you?
Look, man. I'll answer the damn questions. No, who are
that's
you?
The middle man. He just comes up, hey, who are you? Or something like that.
No, somebody comes up to him, bro, and he says, who are you? No, yes, the old guy.
No.
The old guy said, or was it the other guy? One of them.
I'm Detective Carter. Who are you? I'm you. No, not you.
No.
Yes.
No, because before that, he says, look, man. I'll ask the questions.
I'll answer the damn questions. No. He did say I'll ask the damn. But he says that in the middle,
look,
bro.
I'll ask
trust.
The question. No, you just answer the damn question is the middle part. Where he's like, who are you? I'll be
asking the questions around here. Who are you?
Yeah, I'll be asking the questions around here. Who are you?
I'm you.
Yes, you.
No, I'm not.
Who are you?
It's something like that, guys.
Yeah, this is leading nowhere.
That's how you know that.
So
that
was, share with the 4 listeners that we have. We've generated.
Well, by the way, guys, when we stopped recording, we had to gross like $2, $1.90. But the past year, we've got to $5. We can't buy too much chickens.
Actually, no, one now with the taxes and inflation.
No, with the taxes, you should be able to buy 3, but with the taxes, I'd say 2.
No, but now they charge you for the napkins.
Do they really?
Bro, why do the people at fast food hold on to ketchups and ranches? Like, if it's the last one, dude. And if it's coming out of their own paycheck. Like, excuse me, can I have a ketchup? How many? No. So I'm there sitting in my car like, dude, like 4 or 5. But if I get 4, I'm going to be at my house. And after the 4th pack, and I'm like, I should have got 5.
It's because they're McDonald's that because we used to live on the east side of El Paso. That McDonald's, they would just give you all the sauces you want.
Which McDonald's, bro? There's a million on the east side.
There was one, this one. Who cares, man? It's on Saragossa and Edgemere.
And that's new, actually.
It's been there for...
That's a newer McDonald's.
Yeah, but it's been there since before Alicia was born, and she's 6, bro.
Bro. I've lived there. You trust. Idiot. Look.
Bro, your timeline sucks, bro. Your timeline sucks, bro. Last time you said...
Cut the camera real quick.
No, you said last... Your timeline sucks, bro. Let me tell you this. No, your timeline sucks, bro. It's been there forever, bro. It's been there... It is... I would consider it a new McDonald's. Do you know?
When me and Abel would chill there, the dad's house, we would chill there. And even we would take Sam there. And there was no McDonald's there, bro. There was nothing.
Yes, bro. And that was like 2011. No, 2012, bro.
Dude, 2012 was when dad lived in the Northeast and when Juarez and...
No, 2012 was when probably the first year we moved to that area. Yes, yes,
yes. You 2012, idiot. Yes.
Was, yes. Yes. I know, because that's when Amazing Spider-Man came out, and I was in fifth grade. When Matthew was born. No, huh? Matthew wasn't born yet. Yes, it was. Maybe not, maybe not. It came out when I was in seventh grade, I think. And sorry, I was thinking. And I'm 21. I'm 21, bro. God. Yeah, I'm 20. You gotta know
my own age. Damn, how old are you?
I'm 20. I'm 20.
Yeah, but you're gonna be 21.
I'm gonna be 21 in my birthday.
So, anyways, continue with your story about your recent life
changes. For what I was talking about, bro, because you brought up the dumb story. No, that's there. What were you talking about?
I don't even know what the hell you just said. That's what I'm asking you. Yeah, you're just about
answering. That. But last time. You said last time, what were we talking about last podcast? The last podcast we talked about Island Boys and how much, and I remember saying
we
I
did talk them. About them, right?
Yeah, the
you
last
said
time.
That we didn't. I was like, I no, thought I said we did. You idiot.
So that look, podcast we talked about, we actually liked them. I don't know if you still like them, but bro, they're idiots.
Island Boys, you like them?
They're stupid, bro. No, I never liked them,
bro. What are you talking about? I just thought they were funny.
No, and back then you would like them because they used to at least they would reply to comments and like. I don't know how to explain it. They would back themselves up on every hate comment they had. They would do that all the time. You liked it. And I actually liked
them
too.
I don't remember that. I never liked their music, bro. I never liked their music, bro.
Their music sucks, bro. It's a joke.
I've never liked it, bro. So maybe music, bro. I thought just they were them. Funny, bro. That's it. That's all.
Right, but now they're stupid, bro. So many things have happened. They're just idiots.
Well, yeah, like I was telling you, that manager said that they're broke, that they owe everybody money and...
Yes.
Maybe he can sell a tooth.
You spit up my son.
She doesn't have any teeth.
Like, there's been several videos that.
Or I don't know why this cookie is here, by the way, bro. This is not supposed to.
I already ate mine, bro. Just
and we'd like to thank our sponsor, Chips Ahoy. You know,
forget it, bro.
This is actually not. This is better than Chips Ahoy.
That's Chips Ahoy, but
this
it's
is better because this Chips is Ahoy? Actually chewy, bro. Chips Ahoy is crunchy, bro.
Yes, but they have a chewy.
Yeah, but it's not that one. Those ones are relatively bigger, have a more bigger circumference. See?
Oh. They're those.
They're called chippers. Those are
chippers. So when you... Yeah, the Island Boys suck. We talked about them a lot. And I remember we tried to... Oh, yeah, you said we're going to freestyle. Go.
I'm not going to freestyle, dude. I'm just kidding.
He's such a poser.
Dude,
all
right,
ready?
All right. I'm going to beatbox you.
All right. You go first, bro. Heads or tails? Heads or tails? This is heads, guys? No, this is tails? This is heads. What do you want? Heads or tails?
I'm not going to freeze.
All right. Yes, you are. If it
lands does on... anybody have a real coin in this room?
No, and this is gold.
This is
gold,
that's
going
to cause a mess
is,
for our host.
This is content right now.
It's not. That's a cookie right there. All right, let's just use it.
Heads or tails?
Heads.
Okay.
Wait, are you doing that flipping here? Because I feel like at a disadvantage here.
You said heads. That's tails.
That's tails, so you have to go.
No, I get to pick who goes first. That's all, bro. Have you not seen A-Mile?
We got one.
Have you not seen...
Yeah. All right, now all we right, got...
Heads it. Or tails?
What, let me see it. I got heads.
I got
you
tails.
You
got
to flip it.
Tails never fails.
Wait, so damn what it. Are we flipping for here?
Whoever wins gets to pick who goes first.
Wait, so we both have to freestyle?
Yes, man. That's what you said, bro. That's what you said. You got to freestyle. Even though I suck, man. And then Abel's going to come out. He's going to freestyle.
I don't usually do this.
All right, bro. I got it.
No, that's not how you do it. Heads, I pick.
No. I didn't even flip it right.
Dude. Bro, you suck, dude. And then you
tails,
flip
that
it.
Was tails. I
no,
win.
And then you have to flip it, bro.
That's what I did, and you said no. Go
that's
first.
Who is right. All right, for the cameras. And every angle.
Bro.
The way it landed,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah, bro. Bad, bro.
The way it landed. I don't know how it landed.
Right now. You want me to go first, you sissy? Right. Traffic.
Yo, backstage, can we get a beat on the track real quick?
Can I get more sound on the monitor?
All right, I'm gonna do a beatbox for you. Like, what kind do you want? Like,
go. No. Listen to me. It's.
Okay, that's what you want? All
right. Oh, I'm a choke, bro. I don't know, man. Go.
I already lost the beat, bro. What was it?
It's. So it's two and then cut and then three and then a cut.
Oh, yeah. For anyone trying to take notes. Hey, one.
All right, go. All right, go. All right. Give me a word and I'll wrap up with that. Give me a word. Someone, give me a word. Another one. Oh, okay. Beans. I'm rapping, but they call Danny Beans. He's brown.
What?
That's what mom calls you. They call you Beans, man, because you're brown.
Beaner. No, Beans is April.
Oh, beans is April. Bean.
All right, go. A singular bean. Or the beaner. One no, beaner. Beans.
They would call you, or Sonia would calls you DJ.
DJ.
Oh, all right.
Yo,
can I actually hear that?
Yo, is this copyright free?
Did you make that beat? All right.
Is this you, Sergio?
Hey, Abel, you should come to start us off. No, Abel,
we can't, dog. We can't. We can't do that. We don't got rights.
We don't got rights.
I mean, we have rights, but not...
Not personally.
Yeah.
All right, go for real. I already rapped.
That's it? That's all you got? All
right, I'll go again. Dude, I'm not a rapper, bro. Oh, my God. Go, let's do the one I said you. The one I told you. Look at this cookie. I'm rapping with the dude who can't beatbox. He's a rookie. I don't know the rest. I'm gonna shake my tushy. Oh, that's gay, bro. All right, you go.
All right, but you gotta give me a clean beat, bro. All
right. Do you want me to do the same one I was doing, or that one sucked?
That one's fine, I guess.
All right. No.
And West Philadelphia, born and
go.
I like big booty.
All right, screw this, bro. Okay.
All right, give me a word. Off the dome.
You always, I think you've done that before.
What?
Last time we tried to freestyle, I think you said off the dome, bro. Not dome. There's a light switch over there. Do switch.
Oh, switch. Like,
is that your beat, man? Oh, my God. All right, go. It's not copyright.
Este vato, bro. Just but, no, but dude.
I don't think the mics can pick it up. The
mic, yeah, I can right, hear You look like a bastard.
You're like no racist.
You just a little bad. All right, enough room.
But I will say, last time we were talking about a superhero movie and I hadn't talked about it because I haven't watched it in forever. But dude, it's
that
so
movie
funniest.
Has to be the funniest parody movie ever made, bro. Like, there's Scary Movie, which was great. Scary Movie 2 was okay. Scary 3, it just kept getting worse and worse and worse.
Two movies, go, bro. Take my little hand.
Yeah, that one. That. No, like, he was falling from the top, dude. And he was falling, right? He's like, oh, and then the guy's like, grab my good hand.
He's like, no, give me your other hand. It's not strong enough. Take my other hand. Bro, that's disgusting.
Bro, there's probably somebody out there, bro, like, God, man. He's like holding his cup, like.
Bro, but this came from a Scary Movie, and I don't blame this. And then Scary Movie, I like, you don't like Scary Movie 3, I like Scary Movie 3.
I don't. Well, I don't remember. I just know it was like World of the Worlds or something.
No, Cindy was still in it. She was. Huh? Science. Yeah, they made fun of Signs.
Oh, Signs.
They made fun of Signs.
Oh, where Eminem?
Yeah, yeah.
Where he's like rapping and then he bows and then it's like a KKK hood.
Yeah, you wouldn't know.
Yeah, pretty racist. God. All right, so I'm sure there's some news here that you haven't shared.
Yeah, I wanted to get to
it's
that.
It's 2023. We're kind of just warming up to it. We really didn't have anything planned to talk about. We just wanted to for the.
Originally, I did have a lot to talk about, but
we do. I mean, we have stuff to talk about, but it's not like we have an outline or anything. We kind of just wanted to reconnect with everybody that would watch this podcast. I don't know how many people we have. You can see.
I would say, but we would get views on YouTube
a pretty good amount. So. We wanted to do it more consistently, but a lot of stuff happened in 2022.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you want to fill them in.
My side or your end?
No, not my end.
My end. Okay, 2022, from January to like April is pretty much nothing. Just like nothing was really happening. I was living with my parents still, you know, so whatever.
Dude, I still can't. You get used to the fact that you're not with your with dad and.
Yeah, so before I used to live with my mommy and daddy. No. But, well, yeah. But I met someone and so from our last podcast I was single. I didn't even know she existed and now
but how did you find out she existed for the camera on the record?
It's actually funny though. So there was this guy and I knew him from school. His name's James. Shout out to James.
Damn, you just name drop James. No, sorry, bro.
He's not gonna watch this. And he doesn't care, man. It's
James is right now James. Like son of a man.
And it's cool. I always talk about James. Anyway, now let me say that. Back then in middle school, I used to Did you have a snack bar back in your day?
A snack bar back then meant a place where you can buy a salad, essentially. It wasn't really snacks.
No, our snack bar. Like,
you're
going
to go to the snack bar to get what? A salad? Because that's all they sold.
No, our snack bars were gold, bro. They had cookies that were so good, and they were 25 cents. And sometimes...
For one cookie? That's expensive, bro.
25 cents, bro?
Think about this.
No, bro. They were delicious, and it was a little bit bigger than
this. But think about this. Chubbier. How many cookies come in a pack? 24? 48? Divide that by $5?
But these are thin, bro. These were thick cookies that were so delicious.
Like big ones this big.
No, they were...
Oh, you're talking about the ones that come in the bag? That are usually come two cookies, and they're fat and soft? Oh, I know which one.
Yes, bro. So sometimes, no, all the time, because my parents never gave me money, like allowance.
Yeah, they never gave us money.
They didn't really do allowance. Like, that was not a thing that they ever did.
They allowed us to live.
So I would use the money that they would put in my lunch account to get lunch. I would use that money and go to the snack bar and get cookies.
You know, I didn't even have a lunch account. I had a breathe account. Well, I was allowed to breathe every certain time of the day. It's 8:00. All right, I can breathe now.
So anyways, I would go asking around people for quarters.
Then 10:00, back to the beating. Yeah. God. Bro, Dad used to make me read a chapter every day of the Bible.
Every day to us too.
And if I missed a day, he'd be like, "Hey, you've missed 2 days. Now you had to read 2 chapters." You might not believe this story I'm about to tell you, but I'm about to drop a story on you, bro.
I think I know, but go.
And you're gonna cry.
I don't cry. I never cry.
Just kidding. So. One of these days, I didn't want to read, obviously.
The Bible. It was the Bible.
What kid wants to read the Bible, right? I know, but...
Right.
And I was like, I'm tired, bro. Like, I told Dad, like, hey, is it cool, like, if I don't... It was Friday. I was like, is it cool if I don't read today, on Monday, I'll read Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. I'll read 4 chapters. Then he's like, all right, man.
Oh, my God.
But you got to pay up. You better, you know.
Right.
So I'm having fun the weekend, you know, and by fun, I mean my own version of fun when I wasn't being beaten. That was awkward, right?
Yeah. So anyway, how old were you though at the time? You said you were
I don't remember, bro. I don't remember. I was maybe...
All right.
10-ish.
So you're still a kid, pretty much.
Anyways. Here comes Monday. So I'm like, okay, I gotta read. I'm sitting there in this. We're sitting on some couches. Have you ever seen a couch that has like a hole in it? Just like a random hole. By the way, like what's the deal with that? Who's putting holes on random parts of the couch?
Like, it's meant to be there?
Like, where's the one place you would assume to see a hole? Like, right where they sit, right? Like, you know. But no, like, if there's always freaking holes. Like,
like where buttons, like these?
No, just a random hole, you know, like if some...
So anyways, what happened?
Anyway, there was a hole in the cushion. And then I was like, nah, bro, I don't want to read. I'm not going to do it. And what I did is, like, I closed the Bible. And this sounds very stupid, dude, but...
I know. Dad told me this story.
I put my ear in that hole. Peace to be stupid. It sounds dumb.
Glory hole.
God! Just kidding.
Have you seen Scary Movie? Okay, anyway.
No, I don't remember when
he... Remember when he's up to the stall?
Oh. Scary Movie 1 is like,
Yeah, okay, so anyway, there's a hole you put
in. So there was a hole there, and I was like, I'm not going to read, bro. And I just laid down.
So you had the Bible there, and you were just like,
I put the... Let's say the Bible's here. And I was like, nah, I don't want to read any... I'm just too tired, bro. I got to live my life. So I closed the thing. And I lay down like this.
In the hole.
And I put my ear in the
purposely.
Hole. Purposely. Purposely for no stupid reason. But, dude, I kid you not, I heard the voice of God, bro.
What did you say?
The voice of God said, in Spanish, he said, le. Clear as day, bro. No one probably believes me, but clear as I am speaking to you right now. And it was just me and my mom in the house. And this might be... Not necessary information, but she was in the bathroom at the time.
That's pretty necessary.
So I was in the living room, and then I heard this. Right when I said, nah, I'm not going to read, and I heard, leh. And I ran to my mom's, dude. And I was like,
got Captain Mom, Underpants.
And she's like, you know, she's like, oh, no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I'm about to expose you, but no.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, it'll be too much about something.
Yeah, I told her about it, and then so ever since then, bro, it's crazy, bro. I swear I heard it.
And that's why now you love reading.
It's not the Bible. I mean, I read the Bible.
Right, but not... Do you know any... Forget it. Well, 2 minutes is good.
Do they have Facebook? But what is that, like a viral face? Like a,
they call it the light skin stare.
The light skin stare.
But lately Zoolander became popular and they started going like, I don't know how to do the face, bro. Zoolander, I've never seen that movie, bro, though. They hardcore do it.
It's funny, bro.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's funny. That's all I have to say about it.
We'll probably watch it.
All right, but continue. Anyways, bro, you're taking a long time to describe this story, bro.
What story, bro?
About what's wrong? What's happening with you with 2023?
Yeah, because you interrupt me every 5 seconds.
All right, go ahead then, you moron.
So, in November, I had no one in November. That's when we cut. But now I have someone. She's Eileen. She's right there. She's too shy to come on the camera. But she changed my life like a lot.
He's name dropping you, man.
Oh, never mind. That's not her name.
The force is strong with this one.
Yeah. Let me get you something real quick, man.
Are you drinking brains?
Oh yeah, it's a reflex. I always have my pinky out, man.
So
etiquette. Morning. That's etiquette, right?
It's more like gay etiquette.
Yeah, right, this is how we get carried away from stories. So now,
all right, go ahead.
So now we have. I'm with Eileen. We've been together for six. It's cool because our anniversary is on the 1st of every month. Well, it's on the 1st of July.
After you hit about 12 months, you'll stop counting the months.
Yeah, that's why I told her. So now it's gonna be.
I stopped counting after about the 5th month.
After about the 5th day.
She's over there like this, nigga.
Sorry, has he ever, how did you guys meet? Huh? Oh, yeah, I was talking about James. So I had a friend named James, and I never followed him. He used to be in school, but you know how my account got hacked?
I don't know that. That's what you
said. Oh,
saying.
Yeah, that happened. My account, okay. My account got hacked.
That's what you claim.
So anyways, now I decided I'm going to follow James. He's cool. I used to know him. He was cool. And
so who's James again?
He's just a friend, cool friend that I was chilling with in middle school and high school.
Okay.
He was even in jazz band with me, and he posted, cause they were friends, and then he posted her, like just like funny stuff, and I was like, oh, who's that? I'll just follow her, and then I followed her, and then we kind of started texting, and a little bit.
And then you followed her, like, never mind.
Well, you wouldn't get it.
Like in real life.
No, God, stalker, like you.
She's so beautiful.
No.
I'm like freaking her up, bro. She's like,
no, I follow. Yeah, she's like really shy, man. It's the best.
You're shy too, actually.
Not like her. And she's. No, not
but
like her.
All
she's,
girls are shy, bro. Right?
Like, wait, yup.
Well, it depends too.
Depends how the guy looks.
God. Wait, what are you
like if they start flirting or something? I don't know. So, anyways, yeah, so we met on Instagram, pretty much. We started talking on Instagram. And then it was kind of hard to meet her because for her, in order to meet her, I had to meet her mom first. But it was
you had
weird.
To meet her mom to meet her?
Yes. But do I say all that stuff or not? Will she ever watch this? So basically,
I'm going to send her the link. Please subscribe below.
So yeah, so her mom would go out at night sometimes. So I would go in at night with her.
You're so naughty.
I remember that day. There was a barragañada. Well, for
please
the record, our
word.
Last name is Barragan, and we have get-togethers they're called. I don't know if they're barragañada or barraganada without the ñ.
Barragañada.
That sounds way better, right? Like, so we had one of those. And
yeah,
the day,
like rem. What is the other word?
Remolineando.
No. Si tuvieras fe como un grano de mostaza.
You remember, dude?
Okay. Eso lo dice. Vamos a subir la ofrenda, por favor, que salgan los hermanos de la ofrenda.
Mi
vamos a orar. Estamos cerrando el baño.
Man.
All right, go ahead. Estamos aquí en México. Vamos. All right, go.
Oh yeah, I used to sneak. So the first day we met, so it was after the barragañada. That was barragañada.
I disconnected my mic. Sorry.
Did something happen or what?
All right, my bad.
Oh, so yeah, that was you.
Sorry. You go. I won't touch the cable. How about that?
This idiot and disconnected it. But anyway, so that was June 11th. That's when we had it. And then June 12th, I met her that night. She probably doesn't remember, but then we watched Amazing Spider-Man. Just like whatever.
Which is trash.
Did you guys bro, Netflix and chill or what?
There
was no was Netflix.
No,
I didn't even get Netflix,
it was,
man.
It was like normal, right? We
that
hadn't
was
even kissed yet.
And chill.
We didn't even kiss yet.
You didn't even kiss
we
yet?
We hadn't even kissed yet. I was clean. You know, my dad taught me to be a gentleman, so I tried not to. So anyways, I think when probably the second day we met was like kissed. Yeah, so anyway, cut to now we're having a baby.
So Isaiah's having a baby, everybody. For those of you guys that don't know.
Yes, twins. I imagine.
And
for a while, Dad kept looking at her. He's like, "You're gonna have twins." I was like, "Bro, shut up." You didn't like that, huh? Because like,
hey, it's twins. Overwhelmed. I think I'd hang myself. Dude, twins, bro. Bro, like, dude, imagine
that's
two.
What you think, bro. That's what,
like,
you think.
Okay, you have two, right? And they're like staggered. But imagine if they're the same age. That means there's two questions for every one question they have.
But it's the same answer.
Hey, Dad, can we go to McDonald's?
Ask
no. The other one.
Why not?
You know, they're always gonna. They're gonna team up on you, bro. Yeah. Dude, two of them, dude.
But yeah, but that's what you.
You'll be done already at the same time.
That's what you think, but once they're out, you love them.
It's like saying, "Never mind." I was gonna mention cancer again, but God. Dude, look. It's too much, bro. Like, I'll be working, bro, and then I just hear Matthew in the background like, "Oh, yeah, you gotta get Swifty." Imagine two of those things, dude.
That's what you think.
I know
when
that.
When they come out, you love
I
them.
Was raising you guys with mom, dude.
Don't worry, man.
Dude, I was there, bro. Mom would tell me to do something and do no, this bro, and do that. And I was with the two freaking girls, not knowing what the freak was going
dude,
on,
I'll
bro.
Be next to you, like, how she is, and you're right
bro,
here.
Bro, when dad, when Isaac was little, bro, and he crapped himself.
Bro.
Isaac, you were one. Relax. He was one, bro.
Was like crap
or two. Max, two. He crapped himself, right?
One time or like?
I mean, he always crapped himself. He did too. We all yeah. crapped ourselves, bro.
I was a bedwetter, bro.
Really?
Yeah, I was always scared too. Of like.
I still need to clean mine. Dude, speaking of which.
No, no, no.
Real quick.
After, okay,
all right, let's
go.
Put
no,
that
go,
on
go,
the side.
Go, go.
Because
you're going to forget
I'm
about
not going to forget.
It.
I'm not going to forget.
Okay, what were we talking about?
God, I forgot.
Dude, like, Jesus, bro. You have so much brain farts.
Dude, what were we talking about?
Do you know what we just said right now?
What in the world were we
just
talking
say what
about?
You were going
to
say then.
It was yeah. about dad. Something about dad.
No, yeah, you got you. Dude, I'll be standing when dad and mom are together. They'll leave to go do something. And if you're on the couch and the remote's right there, you'll be like, and I'll be on the couch. Like, hey, guys, Zach, can you give me the remote that's right there?
That's what I do to Matthew, bro.
Yeah, but you were serious. And if I didn't get it, bro, you would punch me or something, man.
Dad?
No, you.
I would do that to you?
You wouldn't punch me, but you would legit
I would
a jerk
make you
about.
Guys get me stuff?
Yeah, you'd be sitting, hey, can you give me the remote right there? Dude, like, you bastard.
Hey,
man.
That's what you guys are for.
That I would order you guys around?
Yeah. And then Isaac, nah, Isaac was worse.
Oh, the story I was saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
Isaac crapped himself.
Okay, go.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's
Dad
what
couldn't
about.
Handle it. My mom was coming. I was with mom, by the way. We went to the store down the street. We're driving down the street, bro, back to the house. And you just see my dad. Did you just see dad holding Isaac on the sidewalk, bro? Walking,
that, no?
Walking barefoot, holding him like this, like pissed off because he crapped himself, dude. And I'm the same, bro. What do I do? I'm not gonna wipe this. I'm not gonna. I mean, I have to wipe it, obviously, right? But I mean, if she can wipe it, I ain't gonna wipe it. Dude, he was like that. Walk, and he looked pissed off, dude. And mom was like,
oh, at Isaac or mom? God.
I don't even know at this point. Bro, imagine it's like if right
but
now.
How
it
old
happened.
Is he, man?
Dad?
No, Isaac.
Like 15? One or two. No, he was like one or two.
Oh, so normally. I thought, well, everyone crapped themselves then.
No, the point of the moral of the story right, is not right. that Isaac crapped himself.
Right, that was
it's that dad had Isaac walking outside, bro, almost barefoot, holding him, mad. And I'll never forget that, dude.
Well, you're laughing or were like.
It was more like. Like, what the hell is going on, dude? Like, the Joe Biden gaffes, like.
Oh, my God, bro. I see so many Joe Biden clips. Bro.
Dude,
he's such an idiot, bro.
Let's see how long you can do a Joe Biden
no, I
speech
that,
impersonation.
I knew you were gonna ask me to
but
do
just
that.
Keep going like what he does, like I wanna be the interview and you'll be like, would you say you're focused right now?
Oh, it's focused. You see, I don't know. Look.
Well, the thing is here, look, he emphasized the smile a lot.
Yeah,
he's like, oh, it's focused.
Yeah.
Like,
oh yeah, he's like, what does he say? He's like,
oh, it's focused. I can't even. I can't even count.
He's like, so he's like, so you're pretty old, then. Looking good, huh? He's like, so you're pretty old. How focused is your mind? Oh, it's focused. Listen, look, I know much more than doing it a fly. He doesn't say words, bro. He doesn't say. I don't. Bro.
He says, oh, it's focused.
Oh, it's focused.
Let me tell you something. I know something more about doing time than there in there's a fly.
I have time mentioning myself the amount of years. Bro,
I have trouble mentioning to myself the amount of years.
And he'll be like, talking, be like, guys, so whatever. Anyway, and you just.
There's one word that can describe the American society.
Merciless.
Did you see that one?
Yeah, I see all of them, bro. Dude.
You can't tell me that people really voted for this guy.
But
who?
I always
see, where are they?
I always see comp.
Where are they, dude?
I see comments that he's a clone. That he's not the real Joe Biden.
I've seen comments about that, like about Eminem
and I've some seen other Eminem, artists. That one's that stupid, man.
It's not the same artist, that it's a clone. But I heard that the cloning thing is real, dude. Like I've
yeah, that's the
thing. I mean, I'm not saying I have any quote credible evidence, but I've been reading a lot of stuff that people are speculating that somehow they're cloning.
But everyone is. I've heard Kevin Hart has one, like all of them. Like a lot of celebrities have a clone that do interviews for them.
And what it is, it's like for example, like the death of Tupac. I don't know if you'd believe in that.
I don't know what happened with it.
That he was just shot or something. Yeah, but people say that they see him like, oh, look, I saw Tupac in Egypt buying a wiener, you know, like it's obviously not Tupac, right? But what I'm saying is people are saying that the government is cloning you. Let's say you become a famous rapper and I clone you to keep my agenda with you and you do what I say.
While I'm living life.
And I use your image. Well, you either I kill you off to not pay you anymore or you decide to go off in obscurity, whatever. And the clone is doing thy bidding.
Or, right. But I think it's dumb. Like the Eminem one. What is thy bidding, my master? Like their evidence for Eminem is just that he looks different. But bro,
yeah, he looks different. But even his music is very different. Because I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Steady.
Yeah, his voice does change. Like, it sounds. But it's so easy to change your voice, bro. It's easy to impersonate different voices. It's so easy, bro.
Yeah, and he's probably possessed by 27,000
legions. It's so easy to sing. Whenever I sing a Bad Bunny song, I try my best to sound like Bad Bunny. And that's not... I don't care who I'm around. If I'm by myself, I'll do it that way.
Do you think that there's people that's... Because we all naturally try to sound like the rapper, like... Or who are the artists.
And they're,
for example, Bad Bunny, right? Like, we have that. Yeah, we try to follow that. But is there anyone that ever sings it like normal in their head, like, and la guagua se queda, you know, like without that voice?
Same thing. Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying, bro. So back to what I'm saying. Anyway, it's so easy in person. I can't impersonate Bad Bunny. Bad Bunny, baby. Or I'm saying, whoa, oh, yeah. Or just it's easy, bro. It's
Anuel. What else can you do? Cardi B?
Bro, I hate her, bro. Oh, yeah, bro. That's so annoying, bro. Cardi B's not
that bad, bro. Dude, I honestly was honestly one of the people that hated her, bro. I hated her.
The one...
And then, like, I would see her interviews and how she would, like... She's so nice. Like, and honestly, like... She doesn't even let her own kid listen to her music on the radio, bro.
Like... In terms of, you're too young.
Like, I mean, that's what they say, right? She's probably like at home, like, everybody, you know. Hold the camera for me.
There's the one song that I think she's cool in.
I hate that song, bro.
Why?
It's the worst written hook of all time. The worst.
Every part
of that song sucks, bro. Like, when it first came out, it was cool because it was hype of Ozuna, whatever, but. After, like, looking back at it and, like, listening to it again, it's like, bro, this song sucks, bro. It's really sucky.
The one I like is... Yo quiero hacerte tantas cosas sin enamorarte. Quiero que te sientas cómoda si vamos...
That's, Odisea?
Mami. I think it's a single, but it's...
Te hago el amor y para mí. Modélame, bebé, ropa interior. Oh, it's, yeah, with Cardi B.
But what is it? Yeah,
her! She kills it in that song, bro.
I hate the way she sounds in that song.
What? That's the song that she sounds the coolest on, bro.
He's all right. That part's cool. She's singing Spanish. De todo la baby, ella es la champion. Chona, se pone loquita si me escucha en la emisora. Llora y de pensar.
That was the last Ozuna song that I was excited about.
No, he has kind of good songs.
You know, but anyways, continue. So anyways, Isaias is having a baby for the first time.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a girl. I actually wanted a girl, bro, because Alicia, bro, I love Alicia to death, bro. And I haven't seen her forever. But I love the baby stage from when they're like 2 to where right before they kind of start talking. Those are the best ages, bro. When they're talking, it's like, all right, shut up.
Yeah, bro, I can't shut myself.
So that's why. And I wanted a girl just because Alicia's a goat. Like, it smells like hot dog in your room. It smells like hot dog in here. Yeah, so I wanted a girl. She wanted a boy, but we're having a girl. She's okay with that. And then, yeah, we're naming her Monse. Well, that's her nickname, Monse, but it's Montserrat.
Montserrat.
We were so confused on how
but
to spell
it. But are you going
to
be, on her birth certificate, it's going to be Montserrat?
Yeah.
But what are you going to call her? Montserrat. Or is it going to be one of, like, if you're mad at her, Montserrat, get your... Or you're going to be like, Montserrat, would you like cereal? Or
no, yeah, I'm going to be calling her Monse.
You're just going to call her Monse. Like me, Danny. I'm Daniel.
Oh, yeah, I forgot your name's Daniel, huh?
I'm
yeah,
Daniel.
That sucks.
Isn't that weird? That's a sucky name, bro.
No, Daniel. But it's cool that you get to be nicknamed.
And the fact that my father had the audacity to name me the same thing,
bro. But it's cool that you get to be, you're called something that's not your actual name.
I wish I was Pablo.
God, bro.
Or Sergio. I wish I was Sergio.
That's cool, because Serge, it's cool to call someone Serge.
Serge?
That's cool.
What am I, Dan?
You see, that's what I'm saying, gay, Danny?
Your name after your dad, too.
Yeah, but you have a cool name.
But I don't like being called Serge. It feels like...
Really?
Somebody's like, hey, buddy. Like,
oh. But that's... Like, what's up, fella?
Hey, but Serge, like...
I'm no, it's like, hey, that's my homie Serge. That's cool.
So I can't call you Serge? Yes.
Wait, so what? You'd rather be called Sergio? Just Sergio? Or...
Or Sergio.
Oh, Sergio. Ah,
Sergio,
true.
Papi, Sergio. I don't know why I did that. I just...
Sergio, Papi. What region of South America do they talk like?
Whoa.
¿Cómo está, Papi?
That's Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
Dude, I used to work at Dish, and you would see the 787 number come in. You know you're going to have the... It's going to be fun, but you're not going to get the sale. And you're going to hear...
You're going to get the sale.
Yeah, papi, yo solamente quiero hablar para una cotización. Ah, ok. Pues, déjame le ayudo. ¿Cuántas televisiones tiene? Bueno, papi, todavía no compro mi televisión, pero yo estoy buscando... Like, lady!
I forgot you told me about that, bro.
Why are you calling me? You don't have a TV. Bueno, yo pensé que usted me lo pone. So you think we do everything? We put the TV for you. We
have
put
you bought your house?
You know, that's, dude, I'm not kidding. You would get people that, with those kind of
goals. That's why I can't do that type of job, bro.
Hey, okay. Well, y aquí tengo un papel que dice $19.99 por y what did I say? HD?
How you Spanish? Say?
Alta definición for free for life. Y quién sabe qué.
How you say?
And then you try qualifying them. Bueno, pues cuántas televisiones tiene, blah, 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 blah. Y bueno, le sale $80. Pues bueno, papi, yo no tengo lo chavo ahorita. Me puede hablar como en mañana o pues a ver si me va a los chavos. They call chavos money. Los chavos.
Bolas.
No traigo las bolas.
No, what? I remember you were saying that. Like how in English we don't call money balls, but in Spanish, like, hey, ocho bolas.
Like, that's true, weird. Bro. That's true. Like, there's a lot of Spanish things that don't
he's worth money.
Translate. Like, it's all to the mother. Like, the ta madre, it's all to the mother. But that one's more relevant, like what you're saying, like, hey, tengo Bola. Cinco bolas, bro. Ya no traigo. I have five balls, bro. That's
I was start saying that, bro. Ocho bolas. That is weird. I don't know how that stuff like that comes.
There's a lot of
sayings.
Latin vernaculars.
And it goes vice versa. Like, I'm pretty sure in other languages, there's nothing... Like, we say, oh, go to hell. I'm pretty sure that doesn't make sense in another language. Like, they don't... It's not a term that people say.
Yeah, like, vete al infierno, imbécil. Like that.
Yo, how did they say it in that one show we watch? I don't know how
you
they
watch
say
novelas now?
Yeah, she has me watching a lot of Spanish shows. They're actually cool, though. Huh?
Roberto, no seas ridículo.
We watched La Rosa de Guadalupe, bro.
I've never seen any of them.
And they're all like in the wind. I hate it. How
I just don't like those because
they're cool.
It's
cool.
It's overly dramatic, bro.
They're like
when they're gonna kill someone, like I know, so, like they're still like, no me mates, sí, you know, like it's so like
it's too dramatic. They don't know how to act, but it's cool. I got you.
It can't just be like, I'm gonna kill you. Like, te voy a matar, imbécil. Te robaste mi novia. Pero esto, you know, like it's more drama than it's necessary. Like, just pull the trigger, kill her,
Run away.
Yeah, so those are cool. But she has me watching actual Netflix shows that are meant to be just like Squid Game.
Is there like different language? Because yeah. Have you ever seen those horror movies that come up on Netflix, but they're like French dubbed and then like subtitles? Those movies are
good, like Train to Busan. I think one time Brianda was watching one of those movies, Train to Busan. It's a zombie movie. It was all right. But yeah, she yeah, that's a terrible segue into. But
she watched this movie and it was all right. Anyway,
but that was wasted. But like the point was, that it was an Asian movie. It was in Chinese or whatever.
Oh,
but she watched it in English. I mean, she can't understand.
It was in Chinese, isn't it? You mean Mandarin?
Chinese, that's the language. Mandarin.
You know, there's no such thing as Chinese. Supposedly, it's Mandarin. Chotai, chotai.
We watched the movie recently,
bro. Dude, I would like to Rush Hour 4. I really would. I want to rush Hour 4 more than... What was the other movie that we were talking about right now?
Scary Movie? Oh, no. Bad Boys? I don't know. Dying no. English? Toy Story?
No. But I really want to Rush Hour 4.
Dude. Rush Hour 4. I don't think we were talking about another one.
We were comparing it right now, but...
No.
I would love to see Rush Hour 4. Dude, that's like Scream. They're just making another Scream, and there's going to be another... I don't care how many they make, dude.
I just realized that's the one horror thing that has not been rebooted. It's been horror? A continuing story. Yeah, horror film.
Like horror film?
Not horrors, like sluts and stuff like that. Horror. Horror.
That's the one horror film. Like
God. Horror. But no one says horror film,
bro.
Can we
take a five, please?
It's because who freaking says horror film, bro? It's horror film. Horror film.
Horror.
Horror. Well, have you seen that? The Laurel.
Horror.
The Laurel and the Yanny. Yarl. Laurel.
Oh, bro, I'm saying both, bro.
Laurel. Laurel.
It's either you hear Yanny.
Or Laurel.
Or Laurel.
Or have you
seen Yanny.
Laurel. Laurel. What am I saying right there? Laurel. Laurel. It sounds like I'm saying both.
It sounds like you're saying Laurel.
All right, I forget. There's another Toy Story one. I forgot how it goes, but it's with Ken and Barbie. Yeah, in Toy Story 3, Ken comes out and Barbie. And I forgot, they're in a room and they say something and it sounds like they're saying two words.
Let me just put this on the record. Toy Story 3 sucks.
Oh, yeah, it's the worst movie ever. Bro.
And Toy Story 4 no, bro,
if you,
sucks.
Bro, if you watch Toy Story 4, dude. If we watch it, I'm screwed because I cry every time I watch it.
That movie sucks, bro.
It's they a sucky ending, suck. Bro, but it's the saddest ending, bro. They depart and I cry, bro.
But
I cry
every time. It's not sad, bro. I don't know. They just didn't... Toy Story 1 and 2 are iconic, bro. When yeah, have you sure. ever heard anyone reference Toy Story 3 or 4, any of these scenes?
Well, that's no just one. How it is.
No one cares.
You don't hear me referencing
John
any
Wick?
John Wick. I'm just kidding. He's a go.
Dude, John Wick.
But I remember last podcast, we were talking about it, and I thought the new one was going to come out like a long time ago, but I guess they kept postponing it.
Right? Well, there's a 3, and they're making a 4. You can't feel your ears. I can't feel my ears.
This feels good to take them off, you know.
Dude, does it really sound like this without the...
Yeah, I know. It sounds weird, like, right? Saw, like, really a little
like if
sucky.
There was no headphones, I'd be like...
Yeah, I need this, bro.
Plato. P-A-L-N. All right. Go ahead. Continue.
So, yeah, we're having a baby.
So, yeah, I don't know. So like, that's pretty much... I don't know. We had... If you had anything else to discuss, we just kind of wanted to...
Is she gonna have a middle name?
She's gonna have her mom's name, right?
Your
which
mom's
is
name?
Yeah, Yuriana, but with a Y.
I do not own this merchandise or have the rights to.
I have this.
This is only for.
Wait, you got coffee actually?
Very this well. Is actual like what men drink. Yeah.
I'm not, bro. I have to drive home, bro. I'm not drinking coffee.
I'm driving. Is your
I'm gonna choke, bro. It's cause that's like Home Alone, bro. Do you want extra scoop of ice cream, sir? Yeah, go ahead. I'm not driving. Yeah, go ahead. I'm not driving.
Bro, straight up, you need to try Beast Burger.
Yeah, we were, but we saw a lot of reviews and it. Apparently, it sucks, bro.
Don't listen. It's so good, bro.
Well, yeah, I was telling Sam, bro, we so got some good. Elotes, bro, right now. They were so good, bro.
That was very sexual how you did that. I got weird feelings when you did that.
And you're straight. God, no.
And I'm not your brother.
And you're not my brother.
And you're not my brother.
Bro, we do so many references. I bet none of them know what the freak
dude,
we're
no
doing.
No one
bro.
Has any clue what we're talking about. I was telling Sam, like, I tell Sam this a lot. Like, nobody understands my humor. Like, nobody understands it except maybe you, Isaac, and Abel occasionally because he's just
around
girls, me
they
all
know
the time.
We're doing the girls. Like, I'll be like, I'll say even a...
Oh, the girls too?
They, yeah, yeah, they know everything. Yeah. It's because we're Berrigans.
I don't know about that.
Bro, that's what it is, bro. The freak. If we were Lunas, you think we'd be making jokes like that, bro? No offense to you.
If we were
sorry, Luna. Mom. But
she ain't watching this, bro.
Yeah, she's a watcher.
She watches the podcast?
She a watcher, yeah. She was the first person I told when I recorded the podcast. She's like, oh yeah. And she told the girls and they
no way.
Yes,
way. I didn't know that she was a fan.
Seaway.
She's kidding. Seaway. My mom
doesn't.
That
maybe she doesn't watch it now, but if she has the notifications, like I'm pretty sure Jacob and then they had the notifications on when we post.
Yeah, so I think I have it on too.
I mean, you'll know we post it, you idiot.
No, I don't post it. You post it, you.
Yeah, but you know when I post it, so it's not.
No,
like,
I don't. How am I gonna know?
I post it right in front of you. I literally asked you for the time.
No, you
not.
Don't, bro. Because we do it until you're at your house, and you give me the ask me for the details, and I don't know the moment you put upload.
No, that was when before we would do the face stuff. When we started doing the face stuff, I would do everything like at there.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. When Sergio would send us like a, this is neither here nor.
Yeah, I know. We're like telling the BTS.
What are we at, Sergio? On time.
45. Damn, bro. We used to do like an hour and 10 minutes.
It's because honestly, we have a lot to discuss.
No one cares. So anyway,
but I think it's because we're so scatterbrained right now that. There's no words coming out.
But it's weird that I feel like I had so much to talk about, but I'm having so many brain farts.
It's because cancer does that to you. It's a son of a...
You see, they're not getting that. They don't get that.
No one get... Okay, so let me just say this. So last year, 2022, January, I was diagnosed with cancer and...
Didn't know what type, or did you say?
I don't want to say the type. It's relevant, really. All right. But yeah, it was right here, basically. And
it was the other side. Yeah, it was the other side. It was that side.
Which one's the scar? Right here?
Yeah, it's right there.
You guys see my scar. Anyway, I had cancer, so that's how that goes.
Aesthetics is really exciting to tell.
That's really, there's nothing else to say about that other than that I had it and I went through it.
And it went away?
Thank God it wasn't as bad as some other people go through.
Yeah.
I feel like there was mercy there, but.
Merciless.
I'm here and we're trying to reconnect with everybody.
And we're here.
And so we will, I mean, what's the plan here? Are we going to go back to weekly?
I have no idea.
Because imagine it's a
weekly, back then,
twice a month.
Twice a month.
That's what we did before, no? Twice a month?
No, you did or it. We did it once a week.
We would do it once a week.
Every.
All right, Serge.
We do it every.
We're going to have to give you a 1099 and and hire you out officially.
There's no contracts.
Actually, this makes no money, ladies and gentlemen.
Nah, we make stuff. I keep
back my chicken.
On YouTube, every time I watch it, the views go up.
Every time I click play, it goes up by one.
You're not play. You're just pausing it and replaying it. It's when you refresh.
But you still have to push play.
No, you don't. It automatically plays unless you have autoplay off.
Unless you have scripts disabled. That's the Chrome plugin.
Chrome plugin? You sound like an idiot.
I am an idiot.
You're an idiot. You know that from the
group. All right, guys. So, do you want to have anything to close it with? You know what I want to do, bro? Like,
what do
I don't
do,
know
bro?
If you guys are if you guys are down, I want to do the Hot Ones challenge. So
oh,
I want to do it.
Hell nah, man.
We record it out. We both have, and keep in mind, I'm after the second one, I'm gonna be on the floor.
Like, bro, nah, I eat wings, bro.
But I wanna see. But we're Latinos, dude. We're Mexican blood, right? We have real spice here.
Nah.
But if me, like bro, Jim Carrey, he's like, oh my God, this is daunting. Of course, like for us, that's probably like a menudo, right? So I'm curious, how hot are
and
these
hot
sauces,
ones.
Bro?
So
how
we can try each one they try?
Yes, we can actually, right?
No.
We can order the box. We toss each sauce into the wings.
And we have to ask hard questions to each other. Like,
yeah, like when you were, God,
let's just wait. You better ask a dumb question.
The question. So none of you guys know what the questions are ahead of time. So it's you're thinking on the spot.
Right.
So who's there? Are you going to write the questions?
No.
Oh, we.
Is that,
oh, wait. What do you mean?
I'll be down to do the question.
No. Just kidding. Yeah.
Wait, so we have to write our own questions?
No, because you guys are going to know. So that's yeah, what the freak? Someone else has to, so...
Unless I write yours and you write mine. And you and I, my bad.
Wait, so someone else writes my... The questions that are asked to me, or...
Yeah, like, you can't write your own damn questions, man.
No, but can I write the questions I'm going to ask him? No, right? That's what you're saying? You're saying for someone else to...
Well, yeah, just don't share.
Yeah, but it's just to give other people what...
Yeah, like, don't give him a heads up of what I'm going to ask him.
Yeah.
Right.
Is that when you were first...
Say something.
I'm trying to, like, ride the line between being appropriate and...
I was thinking of a movie. Oh, Rush Hour. That's what it was. Tell me something now.
That's not Rush Hour, bro.
It is, you idiot. It's Chris Tucker.
That's not it, bro.
Yes, bro. And he's talking, Mr. Shabalala. He's like, tell me something now.
Oh, yeah. And yeah, that part, yeah. You said it something exactly like how Martin Lawrence says it. Tell me something. Maybe it's a black people thing.
That's racist.
A cultural thing. Come on. Look at me. Come on, bro.
Is he qualified?
Don't let the light fool you. I'm blacker than I look on camera.
I'm a little bit lighter, but it can be. I'm black.
You're nowhere near the color I am, dude.
Yeah, a little bit, no?
He's not.
On the spectrum, kind of.
On the spectrum of what, bro?
But I'm closer black than I am to white.
Before you were like.
No, he's more white.
Gosh, he's such a racist.
You look more like Joe Biden.
Oh, it's focused.
I think you're more like my
color right now. What? Are you smart? She's not. I'm nowhere near. Am I more brown than I am white, or more white than I am brown?
Please, said that right. Ignore all cultural and.
But I'm a bean.
Insensitivity.
I'm not a white.
I'm not a white. You're a bean. I'm not a cracker.
Do y'all serve crackers here,
dude? Do you think white people get offended by that term the way like other people get offended? Like,
but we don't.
Like, if someone calls you a beaner. Are you going to get offended?
No, I don't give a damn, bro.
Like, I'll get offended just because that's an ugly name, bro. Like, at least call me like a Mexican or something. Beaner? Like, beans, bro? Like, beans cause farts. That's what I think about. So you call me a beaner? You're calling me about, like, farts.
Okay, well, your mom calls you frijol.
My she point exactly. I hated that word, bro.
Frijol?
Frijol. Like, where could you call me, like, something else, bro?
Did you like DJ Sonia calls you DJ? Or do you hate that?
DJ. I hate my name, bro. I hate Danny, Daniel.
You see, but the point is, at least Barragan, you have Daniel. But
every
you
part
a
of my name, I hate. I wish my name was Thomas Isaac Kaufman.
Thomas Isaac Cock. It sounds like you're gonna say that, but I was gonna say it. At least it's better that you're Danny.
I thought you were gonna say cock. That's wonderful, is that? And then that's all sponsored, you know, Viagra. Ding. All right, go.
No. At least my name's Isaiah. I don't have any nicknames, bro. I'm Isaiah.
But you have a cool name, dude.
Oh, bro, that's a sucky name, bro.
Isaiah.
Hi.
Is it Isaiah? Nice to meet you. Okay, we're in a meeting. We're in a professional meeting. Hi. What's your name? Oh, I'm Isaiah. Nice to meet you. Oh, Isaiah. Ooh. Hey, nice to meet you. I'm Daniel.
Bro, no, say Danny. You can say Danny, bro. That's cool.
Danny? That's not professional at all.
But Daniel sounds dumb. Yeah, I would say.
Like, who invented Apple? Danny Barragan. No, dude. Who invented Apple?
Name
Steve
one
celebrity Jobs.
That's named Isaiah, bro. Except Isaiah
exactly.
Thomas.
Exactly. Exactly, bro. Isaiah, even Isaac is a cool name.
Isaac sucks.
Dude, one time, me and Isaac were playing Modern Warfare 2. Like, this was recently. And was you know how there's, like, voice chat with the lobbies, like, with your teammates. And then, like, I don't know, one of the teammates says, like, damn, like, you guys are good. I don't know how you guys are able to not die like that. And me and Isaac were, like, at the top of the ladder.
Right.
And then Isaac was like, and keep in mind, this guy starts our team, right? And he's like, man, I don't know how you guys are so good like that. He's like, that's because you suck.
Bro, it's so
dude, the way this guy changed attitude, bro. It's like if you flip the switch, dude.
Well, that guy, he took it
because,
up the butt.
Because, yeah, because he was like, oh, that's because you suck. Oh, yeah, well, with his 1-8, you know, like
yeah, every time I play like
freaking Able 1-12.
I'm not
you're
the
killing
best.
Me, bro. All right, continue.
I'm not the best at COD, but any game I play, I'm always usually at the top. Splitgate, COD. Maybe I'm not the best, but
Splitgate's not very good.
Splitgate, yeah, because you
that's
suck.
Easy. It's easy to be at the top of Splitgate, bro.
That's exactly. So there's bound to be some at the bottom. Yes, no matter how easy or how hard it is, you idiot, there's going to be people at the bottom.
Like, easy Halo.
Yeah, it is easy
Halo. It's easy Halo. Like, if you played Halo, I know this.
Well,
no
that's what
knows.
You say, man. That's what you say, but I played
like,
me and
you,
Jacob against
you
Halo.
Played
and
Halo?
We beat you, suck.
I don't know, where, on Halo?
On Splitgate.
When did we play Spigate?
A long time ago. Me and Jacob played against you and Abel, and I think he had two kills, and you, like, you had all of them, but we still beat you.
I don't remember, dude. But no, bro. You, like, if we do 1v1 Halo, you think you guys will beat me, bro?
Yes. If me and Jacob want to get... No! Yes, bro.
Bro, every last time we played, we do get on you, bro.
Controller, bro.
No, you were playing on PC.
No, man.
And we played a lobby with Abel. And I do get on you. You did get on Abel with all.
I will say the one thing I suck at is when it's not when we all have the same guns, when we all have to pick up this. That's I hate that.
That's what's the challenge, bro.
What's more cool is
knowing where the maps are, knowing where the guns are, knowing how to get there, how to strategically get the gun without dying. That's all part of the game, bro. Not being able to flick your hand with a 360 headshot. That's not all the skill involved.
Dude, you can be. I'm gonna buy. Friend who's a console player, he's a beast, bro. He's on console.
Speaking of which, I'm thinking of buying just because everyone uses it. It's called a Cronus Zen. You connect it to your Xbox or your PC, and it gives you like zero recoil, improved aimbot, and it's like not
improved aimbot. You mean aim assist? Aimbot is illegal.
Is illegal, but I say improved aimbot because it's not aimbot because it's not being detected as. But it's aimbot, Osmo. It's because it's not aimbot, bro.
It is aimbot.
If you're good at aiming, it basically makes you aimbot. But if you suck, it's not going to do nothing.
Yeah, so you suck, so it's not really going
to
do
anything. Yeah. No, I duke. Oh! Yo, we should do a live stream of me duking on you on Halo, bro, and see what happens. Live, bro.
No, but I don't even have space on my laptop, bro. I'm not going to sell another drive, bro. Screw that.
Just buy another hard drive. Well, anyways, so let's wrap it up here.
Like rap, like
No, I've seen that. But what I do want to do is, if you guys are down, let's do the Hot Ones challenge, and I want to see how far we can get, and let's write each other's questions. How many wings are we talking here? It's 10 questions, right? Dude, ten different levels of spice, dude.
But one question per wing, right?
Yeah. No, it's one wing per question.
It's the same thing, you idiot.
Yeah.
You're Dixelix. Dyslexic.
What did you say? Hey, dick sack. Is that you said that, bro? Like,
no, it's because it's like a thing. Dyslexic, you say,
I'm dyslexic.
Dyslexic.
Yeah. The word, bro. No, it's because it happens to me. Like, I'll read words backwards or letters backwards. But all right. Dyslexic. So we're about to log off here. Where can they find you, Aza?
God, so we ended off every podcast and I hate it.
Well, each other. Let's just wonder where we are.
I know. I just hate this part. I don't know my new Instagram, because if you guys don't know, my Instagram got hacked.
You don't have to. You can just find him on Insta. Search Gaze, and you'll find him on there. Number one that comes out.
Looks like a girl. My new Instagram handle is actually Isaiah, BACTUALLYISAIHB.
That's so freaking hard to remember,
bro,
that, dude.
You know what? I listened to, because last time I had underscores. Just take out the underscore. So I did that. Okay, now you're saying it sucks. What do you want? What do you want?
Look, actually, first of all, your name is a pain in the ass to spell out to begin with.
Isaiah.
And then you added 12 more words to it. Actually, Isaiah is actually the best.
Bro, because Isaiah, I had to really do all that stuff, bro. I didn't want underscores.
Bro, mine.
Because you said they suck. Menace the Danny sucks, bro. That's the worst name.
Menace the Danny, bro, is the goldest thing you could ever think
of. The goldest to suck, yeah.
Think about Danny. I mean,
Dennis the Menace, bro. Dennis the Menace. The movie that sucks.
But I'm Danny.
Dennis the Menace is a Walmart version of Home Alone, bro.
Have you ever, first of all, Dennis the Menace came first before Home Alone.
Yeah, that should tell you something. Home Alone is way better, bro.
But how is
if it came out first and it still sucks more than Home Alone, then forget it.
Have you seen it?
No, because it sucks.
If you've never seen it, how can you judge, bro?
I see like the first 10 minutes, I'm like, yeah, screw this. I don't care about
this. No, bro, that's the worst 10 minutes. It's funny, bro.
Home Alone is the best throughout the whole movie.
No,
maybe it's not funny,
Home Alone,
but it's the best
boring
the
until
movie.
The end.
It's not boring. It's something
Home
to
Alone
watch.
Is only funny during the scenes where the two robbers.
It's because if you're watching it in terms of, oh, I'm going to watch a comedy, then yes. No, if you watch it, I want to watch a Christmas movie. It's a good movie to watch.
We're not talking about holiday movies. We're talking which one is the better movie.
You really think Dennis the Menace is better than Home Alone?
No, but I'm not saying it's... It's very like, and honestly, sucky. Dennis the Menace has more going for it throughout the runtime of the movie than a Home Alone that rides on the last 15 minutes hard. Because without those 15 minutes, that movie sucks. Tell me it won't suck if they take out those last 15 minutes.
Well, yeah, that's the whole point. But throughout the movie, Marv's in it,
like Home Alone 2? Okay. Now we're in another ballgame because Home Alone 2 makes me pee my pants every time I watch it.
I like Home Alone 1 too because he was a little younger and it was funnier. Like, I don't want to see you for the rest of my whole life.
Yeah, but that was only funny until I pointed it out.
Yeah, because I noticed.
Before that, we didn't even.
Because it reminded me of Matthew. That's why
he's like, I don't want to see you for the rest of the night.
I don't want to see you for the rest of my whole life. God, yeah. Bro, that's sinister for a child to say that.
But if you think about it, the whole movie is like, you know what? I learned my lesson. I want my parents back. But I think Kevin was in the right in both movies, bro. They all treat him like garbage.
Yeah, and they left him twice.
I know, bro.
Like, it's like, Kevin, you spent 200 and some or 500 and something dollars on room service. Well, yeah, your son is alive. You're telling me you can't afford those $500? You live in a mansion for Christ's sakes. Yeah,
what the freak is going on there? What's his job? Bro,
that fool is a crime boss.
Freaking Gotti.
John Gotti, you idiot. The R makes it less men. Or is it? How does it go?
Why would he change it to Gotti? It makes it weak. I disagree.
R is the most menacing of sounds. That's what's called murder, not muckduck.
Yeah. And if you think about it, murder, rape. Just a lot of other words that have R's in it.
Frickin'.
Rifle.
Bread.
So I like how we were going to end and we didn't end. So
yeah, okay, we need to end.
Actually, Isaiah B, that's my Instagram.
Menace the Danny on Instagram, and we will see you guys next time. Hopefully, we will have together the Hot Ones challenge.
Also, that's what we're doing.
Whoever cannot complete the challenge must face a consequence. That we will determine at a later time. But that's it.
Yeah, we don't. I don't know. I don't want to do something dumb like whoever loses has to eat garlic, raw garlic.
That's. Have you ever ate raw garlic?
Yes, bro. It's disgusting, bro. No matter how many times you brush your teeth or eat mints, the taste stays in there.
Well, the
bro.
Mint, you're not supposed to eat it. You're supposed to suck on it. Once you swallow it, its purpose is
fulfilled.
It's freshening your colon at that point. You're in the bathroom. It smells fresh in here.
Yo, that's brilliant. I should do that.
Yo, a breath mint.
Oh, yo, not too long ago, not too long ago, I thought of a brilliant app, bro. A brilliant app that would actually do good. And I forgot what it was. An app that, and it was such a good idea, but I forgot what it was. So anyways, that's it.
Are we really going to cut it off for sure? All right.
What do you mean? You want to keep going?
No, for sure. That's all right. We're good. So we'll try to do Hot Ones next time. We need to order them on Amazon, I think, right, Sergio? The sauces?
No, it's from their website.
Right? Oh, they have a website.
$500? $100.
Still? Yo, that's still $100?
Yeah, but that's pretty cool that you said 500 first. That would have... It kind of made it a little...
Yeah, it made it a little worse.
But still, bro, $100?
$100 for 10... But it's the whole bottle, though.
Yeah, it's all 10.
That's actually pretty good.
Is it from the devils?
Wait, that's like
10%. Wait, did we cut it already?
Try this new sauce called Devil's Ass.
That would be a good one.
Damn. I'll just have the one over there with... Can I have some Aunt Jemimas? All right. Anyways, we're signing off. Thanks for tuning in. And we will see you guys next time.